Abdallah, you ever find yourself in a situation where your wife maybe does something around the house that then when you attempt to do it, or say she might say, like, you never do this, whatever that task may be. It could be inside the house, outside the house, could be anything. Where then it's like, well, I've never had to do it because you just always do it. So I've just never really had to try to complete said task. Have you ever found yourself in that position?
Are you talking about when you wouldn't clean the bathroom?
With you and I?
Yeah.
You and I were roommates for 6 years back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I wouldn't. It's just you were very skilled at said task.
You just didn't.
You're
do
very
it.
Skilled individual when it comes to cleaning bathrooms.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I mean, but you get really into it. You got like the knee pads out. You got the scrubber thing out. You go to town.
Once every six months, we would clean the bathroom.
You got a bucket. You were like really good at that stuff. So I never tried to jump in because you had it handled.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Carlos.
Yeah, our old landlord, Carlos.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah. He's still there.
But like, you were very good at it. You were skilled.
Oh, thanks.
So I never had to do it.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not that I can't. It's just you were very good at it.
Uh-huh. Sure, that's what it was.
The reason I ask this question to start an hour here, Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Like how I flipped that and made it
Chicago.
About you?
No, it's fine.
That's something I would do.
Because that exact thing happened to Nick Saban this week. Nick Saban this week, and can you explain why is it on the Waddle and Sylvie program that you call him dad? Why is that a thing? For those who don't know, why do you call Nick Saban dad?
Oh, because he's old and he's the old football coach. He's my dad.
And you're a big Alabama fan.
Indeed.
Abdallah, the front running Bama fan, yep. Bama fan has a very.
You can explain that too. Oh, that's from like
it's from a parody song from quite some time
made
ago.
It in like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's not. It sounds like me, but it's not me.
Abdallah,
it's not you.
The front
it's not
running
you.
Running Bama
no, it's not
Bama
you. Do you have one? Do you have one about a 5-win USC team?
No, because no one sings about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. So Nick Saban this week, because of what's going on with COVID-19 and the epidemic and what the Alabama football program is kind of conducting their business from home, but still trying to accomplish some things. Nick Saban, during an Instagram live this week with ESPN, revealed that he finally got an email address. That's where this is all heading to, is because his rationale is, I've come a long way. This is what he said. They were sending emails to Miss Terry, and she's the one that would just conduct all the email business in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She was the person, the point person for emails. Nick Saban never had his own email address. He didn't know how to use email because Miss Terry ran the email in the house. That's why I asked you a couple minutes ago, is there anything in the household that your wife does that you don't really know how to do because you just haven't had to do it?
Yeah.
And I'm pointing to Nick Saban, where it's not that he couldn't have learned how to use email. He just never did, because Miss Terry uses the email in the household for the Alabama head football coach, Nick Saban.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's a little suspect, because while I don't know if Saban had access to his email, I don't know if he... Because you and I work for ESPN Chicago, a Good Karma Brand broadcasting company, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have emails.
You've got mail.
We have emails for the company.
Welcome.
Okay. When you work for a company, any company, you get an email for that company. You don't use your personal email.
Yeah.
Colleges are essentially companies. Like when you Pat Fitzgerald doesn't really have I don't care at AOL.com.
That's not Pat
Fitzgerald's email.
His old email rant about kids and
his
devices.
His email is something either P. Fitzgerald or Pat.Fitzgerald or whatever it is, Patrick.Fitzgerald, something like that, at Northwestern.
Got it.
Saban has an email. He probably just doesn't check it because he's an old football coach and is more of a face-to-face, call me, let's deal with this type of guy. Like, he doesn't have time for, hey, potluck in the cafeteria email, or there's cake in the break room emails, right?
Well, I don't think he's getting those emails.
Listen, he's also doesn't have time. If I had to open up Nick Saban's email, it's probably empty. There's maybe some communication. hey, we should maybe get this guy. Hey, what's up? Some old conflicted football coach needs to come work for me, and I need to resurrect his career. And
are you talking about Sarkisian?
I'm talking about any football coach that's come through the Alabama program. But if I open Clay Helton's email, it's probably Groupon deal of the day, Fanatics 50% off, Dick's Sporting Goods $20 off. Like, Saban doesn't have time to be on email lists. He's trying to win rings. He's winning championships. He doesn't have time to be on Tuscaloosa. No.
Guilt Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you know, like Guilt. You know,
oh,
Guilt is?
I got, yeah,
yeah, like
yeah,
there's Guilt Chicago.
Yeah,
Guilt,
I don't think Saban's on that.
Guilt Tuscaloosa. Yeah, no. I don't think he's on those emails. You know, he's not getting the StockX emails like I do. He's not getting emails from Goat. He's not getting Chipotle Mexican grilled meats
updates.
Yeah. Not saying, hey, I earned a reward. I don't think Saban cares about his Starbucks rewards. Okay, he doesn't need email. He just goes about his day, creating football plays and whatnot.
Well, and that's
what. You know what else he's doing? He's teaching young boys how to become men.
Oh, right. That's the selling point for the Alabama Crimson Tide program. I am turning boys into men here.
And we're
taking NFL players and turning them into draft prospects.
I mean, nothing annoys me more. I have a badge thing, right? Like on my phone, when I have apps. I don't like badges. I have to get rid of them.
Well, explain that to people who don't know what you're talking
about. So when you have an iPhone and you get an alert, like
the
my wife just texted me.
The little notification
that says
10, my wife
literally
10,
just texted me, and
12,
up on top of my text messages,
20,
it says 1 30, because I have one text message from my wife.
You gotta have clean badges.
How many emails do I have?
You have zero.
Zero emails look at my emails
I
put them in folders. You have 13 emails.
13. That annoys
that's
me.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's annoying.
I have to put them into folders. I have to deal with them. I have to get rid of them if they're not needed. I have to look at them. The people that have, and I know that there are people because I've seen Sylvie's phone. He has like 700,000 emails. Yes.
700,000?
It's insane. And we've done this bit before where
have
we talk about how.
Have you never opened your email?
He just says I go, dude, just start over. At this point, just start over.
Yeah.
Like, just start.
Get a fresh Gmail account.
Get a fresh Gmail account and just he has an AOL account.
Or the ones
account.
That you need and then be done with it.
And exactly. I don't understand how someone can have over 10 of them. Like 13 annoys the crap out of
me. Well, and it's because I woke up, I came here,
started
working. Yeah,
you haven't looked at it yet. Yes.
When I get home, the first thing I'll do is I'll
delete all the gaps and all the Banana Republics.
I don't have any of that.
Okay, so you've gone to like Unroll Me or something that.
Yes.
And you've I have to do that as well.
Yeah, I can't
I
don't
deal
with
bad emails and being on a bad email list. Like I gotta see what my wife texted me. Let's see. Oh, she had a dream about the lack of Clorox wipes.
What?
That's what she texted me.
In your house or in the world?
Just probably the world.
Okay.
Just probably the world.
Because to be honest, in your house, it's like, okay, just go to Target later. But in the world, I feel like that could be a very, that could be a dream that could wake you up in a cold sweat.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So I can understand why, like if I didn't have to have email, I probably wouldn't. Like if I didn't have to have email.
It. If you're Nick Saban and you're at the level
if
where
I'm important enough,
if his wife is just going to do email for him, he doesn't have to have email.
Yeah.
So what does it matter?
She gets the emails about the block parties and, you know, all that kind of stuff. She does.
Block parties.
I know that he does a great deal of work with his charity. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm sure I know she runs all of it. So she gets all those emails and all that kind of stuff. He doesn't have to deal with any of that. He's trying to win national championships. Okay? He's trying to figure out how to beat Clemson.
Yes.
He needs to do a better job of that. I get that. Here comes the jokes of people
saying,
maybe he should really focus on being Clemson.
It does seem like Clemson's a new Alabama.
They have the same amount of national championships in the playoff. They have the same amount of national championships
into
in the playoff.
The future.
They have
into
the same
future.
Amount of national championships going into the playoff.
Seems like he's lost his grip in the South.
He has not lost. Really? Has he lost his grip in the SEC? Really?
Yeah, but Clemson.
Has he lost his grip in the SEC?
LSU.
1 year.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
People are jumping off the LSU ship like things that jump from things.
Did you respond?
Like freeze off a dog.
Did you Did you respond to your wife's text message?
No,
about
I don't know
Clorox
what to say.
Wipes?
Like, Will just replied. He's got 3,007 emails in his Gmail and 32,000 in his regular mail. First of all,
that's
why do
real.
You have two different mail account apps? Like, I have one for work and I have one for
that's not
one
right.
That's what,
not
what
cool.
is wrong with you people? You
that's
monsters.
Not cool. That's not right. Don't do that. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm the type of person I need to put things away. So and I need to clean it up. So when I see the badges and I see that number starting to rise, I have to go through it and to eliminate the badge. And if that's something where it continues to come back, I eliminate the source. Right? Like if yeah. I continue to wake up to 35 emails, guess what? Those mm-hmm. are all unsubscribed. Mm-hmm. No, thank you, sir.
Like when we was the last time I bought a Groupon? Delete, unsubscribe.
Oh, well, that's a great quarantine activity,
I think.
Too.
Yes,
going
it is.
Unsubscribing.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I was agreeing with you. When was the last time
I think Groupon's having some problems, so I don't think that anyone's buying Groupons. But like, yeah, is there anything more to 2011 than buying Groupons through email?
Ugh.
Right, like you would collect them, and then you would have to try and force a way to find a use for all these Groupons you purchased. I don't
you
want
to come get
anymore.
Sushi with me? We got to go to a suburb, but trust me, it's going to be a great deal.
I get a free app.
We got to go by Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
One free app. Can't wait. It's going to be outstanding. Now, last summer at the SEC Media Days, we got a chance to talk with Nick Saban.
We did.
Here on the show. At the end of the interview, Abdallah tried to sneak in because, remember, we established this at the start of the segment.
Abdallah,
we're doing this bit again?
Running okay. Bama fan has a very puffy chest.
Right. So Abdallah, the Chicago Bama fan here on the station, you at the end of the interview with Nick Saban tried to sneak in and you got a roll tied to
Damn
Nick
right.
Saban.
Yeah.
And then he hung up the phone.
Well, you know why, though? You know why? Because
he hung up. He did not roll tied you back.
You know why? And I appreciate it. I appreciate the not roll tied back because...
Did he email you?
He's not... No, he didn't email me. No,
Miss Terry
emailed me. She said, thank you for the wonderful roll tied. She sent a great email. She's a great email writer. Yeah. Great email writer.
What's her signature look like?
It's a heart.
Like flowers.
It's like in cursive, like it's a JPEG, and it's in cursive.
Like a dancing JPEG.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it smells like sweet potato pie of the South.
Okay, listen. Here is Nick Saban with Black and Abdallah.
Yeah.
Back from July. Abdallah gives a roll tied to Nick Saban. And then listen to what happens. Coach, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day, man.
You too.
Have a great day, Coach.
Roll Tide. You know why?
Silence!
No.
Silence!
You know
he
what
hung
that silence is? You know what the silence is? The
he
silence.
Hung up the phone.
You know what the silence is? The silence is him taking the phone. And because you don't really hang up phones anymore, which I don't like about touchscreen phones. I miss the days where I could angrily close a flip phone.
Thanks, Jerry Seinfeld.
But
go ahead.
No, I gave Seinfeld that.
No, you didn't. That was in his stand up.
No, but I've been saying that since we had done head touch phones.
Go ahead.
That's him clicking off and the sound of him clicking hang up with six rings.
Coach, thank you. We appreciate it.
I don't need
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day, man.
You too.
Have a great day, Coach.
Roll Tide. Because you know what I don't
Nothing.
Need? You know what I don't need
Nothing.
For my football coach?
Silence.
I don't need...
Silence.
I don't need eight little sayings before you hang up a phone.
What, like fight
Minnesota.
On?
Minnesota.
Sky Uma?
I don't need... I don't even know what he says. I tried to make
it's
fun
row
of it.
The boat,
row
Sky
the boat, Sky Uma, go Gophers or whatever it is. I don't need a go Cats after everything.
We talk about the NFL draft with Adam Amin next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
I remember back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, ESPN Classic was a great television station that I would watch all the time, right? So, like, when sports stopped in March, and it was like there's nothing live to watch anymore, watching old games to me was still interesting because it's something that I grew up doing. It was something that I would do back in the day. It's something that I kind of casually do even when there is live sports. I'll check out an old NBA game. I'll check out something that is old sports that I think is still worthy of watching. The one thing I have yet to do during the COVID-19 stay-at-home time and quarantining and not watching live sports, I'm not watching people play video games. I just haven't done that. I have very little interest in people, especially non-professional video gamers playing video games.
What about professional athletes playing their professional sport video games?
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I have no interest in that. Now, if you told me professional video game players are playing video games, that I understand the people who are watching that. I get people who consume that. I don't get the athlete playing the video game of the sport that they're supposed to be playing, but they're playing the video games. You know, Devin Booker won the NBA, whatever they were doing, the NBA
the 2K won, tournament.
But
yeah.
it's like, okay, is Devin Booker good at 2K? Like, are the other guys he's playing against good at 2K? Like, who cares if they were a basketball? See what I'm saying? Like, the video game aspect, like, I'm not sitting around saying I need my fill because there's no live sports, so I'm going to fill my bucket with people playing video games because I don't really consume people playing video games to begin with. If you're someone who watches people play Fortnite or you watch people play professional video games, I get that. That's cool. If that's something you are into and that's what you do to fill your bucket, then go for it. I don't get the athlete who's not playing, so now he's playing video game. I don't get that side of it. So tonight on ESPN, we actually get a competition of athletes playing their sport that they play. So tonight there's a horse tournament on ESPN.
Yeah, you can't dunk, though, which...
So
I feel like it should have just been a dunk contest.
So it's a single elimination shooting competition. It's horse. It's what you used to play in the driveway. It will start tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN. The first round matchups, this is how it goes. Trae Young going against Chauncey Billups. Tamika Catchings going against Mike Conley. Zach LaVine going against Paul Pierce. And then Chris Paul going against Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. So you have LaVine and Quigley, both local talent here in Chicago, being a part of the first round matchups. And like Abdallah was saying, that the way the rules are going to work is that they are going to have a heads or tails, a coin flip for who goes first, and that the players have to say what shot they're going to attempt before they attempt the shot. No dunking. There's no dunking, yeah. But you can do kind of any type of shot to then try and eliminate your partner, and it's a traditional game of horse.
I'm going to watch because I look at it as the same reason I watched Saturday Night Live last night. Like, Saturday Night Live did a show. It was taped-ish, and they did it through Zoom, and they had the cast members, like, record stuff at their house. And I was interested in it because I want to see how they're going to pull this off. Like, I mean, like, I produce Waddle and Sylvie, you produce Cap and Company and Carmen and Yurko. We are Monday through Friday, we're behind the scenes guys. So I'm always interested in the production element of things. And so I want to know how this is going to be put on. Like, I watched last week on Saturday, I watched a little bit of a comedian benefit for coronavirus. And it was like hosted by Jimmy Fallon for a little bit. And then it was hosted by Howie Mandel, and they would throw to, and like, it was a disaster. Like, it was funny, and if they raised money and it was great. But like, technically, them trying to throw to other comedians, because it was live, them trying to throw the other comedians that were on Zoom wasn't working very well. And like, they had to work out a lot of the kinks. And like SNL Weekend Update was interesting because they had people watching on Zoom for the laugh track, and it wasn't. And like, the recorded sketches were some of them were okay.
I haven't read anything about this, but to pull it off, did they basically tell the cast every person has to submit a video sketch, and then they ranked them, and then they were like, okay, we're gonna put this here, because like the Pete Davidson one, that was the first official sketch,
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, but they've also done that.
They could have done that
perhaps
on a regular show.
Yeah.
You could have done that on a regular show.
Yeah.
The Zoom conference one was funny, where they basically just did a Zoom conference.
Yeah,
and
that should have been the first sketch.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, it was a weird production of the show, which, yes, obviously strange times, right? And they are still performing. It's just not your normal Saturday Night Live.
And
so
I've also
right.
spent the last two Saturdays watching 3-hour DJ battles.
Well, I mean, that's on you.
On Instagram. They've been great. Me and 200 other thousand people are watching them.
No, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, with you.
Look, but okay, if there was a Cubs game on last night or an NBA game on last night, I would have watched that instead.
Of course.
But there's not. So this is what I'm consuming. So I will consume this horse competition mostly because I just want to see how it's going to look. I want to see these guys in their home gyms trying to do this on live on Zoom or whatever they're using to broadcast it. Like watching the RZA trying to basically tech support himself was hysterical. Watching DJ Premier trying to get the RZA to hook up his iRig or not hook up his iRig was some of the funniest stuff I've seen all week. It
now,
was great.
I'm guessing the article does not say, and I don't know. I'm guessing this is, are they going to be actually live streaming this? Or do you think it's something that they're going to record Trey Young and Chauncey Billups at some point today and then package it to play it tonight?
Well, no, because you don't know who's going to move on. If it's a tournament.
No, I know. But what
like
I'm saying.
It's a tournament.
So you think that there could be technical glitches that are going to be fun to watch?
I'm not saying I think they're going to be. I like that's the fun part. Like when things go to chaos, like that's
so,
when.
So
it's,
are you suggesting that Trey Young's going to win because Chauncey's a little bit older and won't be able to handle the Zoom?
No. Paul
right,
Pierce,
right. Like Zach
Paul
Levine's going to beat Paul Pierce because Paul Pierce is trying to mess around with his
two
phone.
Phones. He's going to have two phones from the meme. Yeah, he's going to have two phones.
Allie Quigley's going to take down Chris Paul because she knows what to do with her phone and how to shoot it and how to get her shots.
Is he going to have Cliff Paul filming it? That's what I want to know. Like, is that like that's what I I'm interested in seeing how this is set up from a production standpoint, more so than I care about who's making what shots.
Yeah, I'm cool with this because this is real competition.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not the NBA coming back. It's not the WNBA playing games, but still, it's some form of competition. The whole video game thing. Like, if you're a professional video gamer, I get that. It's like, who would want to watch Abdallah play video games?
Nobody wants to watch. I'll bust out the old Sega if someone wants to watch me play Sega.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Thanks to Tyler Aki for producing today's show, Chris Tapasso from CBS Sports, Adam Amin from ESPN. If you want to hear those interviews talking about the NFL draft, go to Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Go to the podcast section, download, rate, and subscribe the podcast. Tons of conversation about the NFL draft on our podcast page. We had Nicole Auerbach on, Dan Rubenstein, Benjamin Solak. So we have a ton of good football content for you right there on the ESPN Chicago app. Today is Easter. Happy Easter. It is also Masters Sunday. There is no Masters today, Abdallah, but here on ESPN 1000 at 1 o'clock from 1 to 5, you can listen to Tiger Woods win the 2019 Masters. The final round will re-air today here on ESPN 1000. If you think back to 2019, really, that was the moment of the year.
Oh, yeah, easily. Like, you knew he was in contention that morning, obviously, and you just, it was instantly the moment of the year. Just the picture of him, I know you've got it up on your computer, I can see it from here, but the picture of him with both his hands up just cheering, and like, what a comeback, and what a moment for him after, you know, all the health issues and everything else that he's had to come back from. And just you relive it today. It's probably gonna be on TV today too, I would imagine.
Yeah, but more importantly, I'm going to listen to it here on ESPN 1000 from 1 to 5
I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this, something that is super underrated, golf on the radio. is awesome.
It like, is. It, you know why? Because they do whip around coverage, and it's a lot like listening to the Red Zone channel, but for golf on the radio, because it's not like I would assume the bad take is it would be boring, right?
No, it's not.
When you listen to it, there's so much going on that you actually forget that you're sitting listening to golf.
And you have to describe so much with each shot.
It works.
And they do such a good job that it's
your tee shot went into the fairway bunker and now you're recovering back onto the fairway. You stepped in it there. I gave you the good sell. Like, hey, listen to ESPN 1000 or the ESPN Chicago app. You're like, no. Hey, watch the TV version.
I don't know if they're going to run that. They may not be. They may be running some bad round from
Tyler. Yes or no? Did Abdallah undercut my hard sell to get people to listen to ESPN 1000?
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe not a company, man.
See, there it is. There it is.
Say Trapasso again.
Here is Wright Thompson for ESPN. Augusta will roar again.
Everything is quiet in Georgia today. So many beloved traditions are being lost. Day by passing day. And now this one is lost too. It is Thursday. Spring in Augusta, and there are no moving crowds of patrons, no pimento cheese sandwiches, no Jack and Gary hitting that ceremonial first tee shot. In Amen Corner, there will be no roars. So while we think of the doctors and nurses who are risking their lives to save strangers because they took an oath, a reminder of what it means to be a citizen and of the social contract we make with one another when we sing the national anthem, it feels appropriate to ask why a golf tournament matters. And the answer is that the Masters, like a few other things, is a way we mark the passage of time and celebrate being alive. Because we all must believe that this too shall pass.
Yes, sir!
We all must believe we will return to the life we left behind or something close to it. Right now, it is encouraging, maybe even essential, to believe that there will be a Masters come November, and that we will not be scared to stand next to our human brothers and sisters. That's a tradition unlike any other to me. I believe there will be roars again, roars to rattle the tops of the trees.
Return to glory.
So today, we gather to relive moments from golfing's past. Not to pretend like we aren't struggling or that we aren't scared, but because that's what living is.
The blossoming of spring, the color of Easter, and the arrival of the Masters coinciding in all their beauty. Augusta National never looked lovely.
So that's right, Thompson for ESPN. You can listen to Tiger Woods winning the Masters last year in 2019, the final round. Today at 1 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. I was listening to Friday's show, Abdallah, of Waddle and Sylvie. And there seemed to be a bit of a controversy when it comes to the game, the Tournament of Champions, brought to you by PropSwap and Club Hawthorne. It's been a fun competition of trivia between all of us hosts here at ESPN 1000. And on Friday, things went a little haywire.
Yes, they did. Well, there was a... So, I'm not trying to say that that Danny was trying to play favorites and get Waddle to move on, but I think that in the way that he pronounced portrayed or
he
portrayed,
he is best known for portraying Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad.
First of all, he sounded like he said betrayed. Second of all, he said Pinkman. He didn't say Pinkman.
He is best known for portraying Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it was kind of a
shady question. It was a botched question.
To the defense, though, he's got limited time because he's trying to read it as fast as he can to then allow the people answering the questions to get the answers as fast as they can. So, I mean,
he is best known for portraying Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad.
I don't think that Danny was up to anything. And
so
it was,
what's going
to
take place on Monday?
So it was very nice of him to stick around, and Waddle was a mensch for saying, hey, guess what? It was under protest. We tied, but the question should have been asked differently. So let's do another game. Let's do a second game. So then Meller won that one, and now a third game, a rubber match between the two tomorrow. 2:35. Two men enter. One man may exit unless we need to do another game again.
All right, looking forward to it.
Best known for betraying Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad.
Cut Danny some slack. It's not like he got the guest name wrong four times today, right?
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.